Part one of Chatterbox this week seemed to feature a lot of grim news about frauds and scams. Fortunately, we have better news in part two. Norwich has won a national bid for cash to improve public transport and will be able to invest £6.1 million to improve bus services and cycling infrastructure. In May, Greater Anglia will introduce the first train services that cut travel time between Norwich and Liverpool Street to 90 minutes. And if your train is more than 50 minutes late, you will now be able to claim compensation from Greater Anglia. What's more, if your journey leaves you feeling that you need a drink, French beers will be sailing up the River Wensum in May, and there will be a rum festival in Norwich in April. But before this rum tale, let's hear news about the new funds for Norwich's transport.
Public transport users, cyclists and pedestrians in Norwich all stand to benefit from a £6.1 million cash injection following a successful funding bid. Projects including a major revamp of the city's bus station, costing close to £1 million, have been given funding from Westminster. In the Chancellor's spring statement, it was revealed the city had received £6.1 million in the latest wave of funding, which will bring a number of schemes to life. Close to £1 million of this will be spent on providing extra seating, solar panels and technological improvements at Norwich bus station. The money will also support improved cycle links between Norwich and Wymondham, and in Thorpe St Andrew through Transport for Norwich's pedalways scheme, contribute towards the Prince of Wales road area revamp and help set up a bicycle sharing scheme. Transport Secretary Chris Grayling said the enhancements would help transform the city's transport systems by reducing congestion and improving journeys for passengers.
Years of campaigning will finally come to fruition this spring when rail users heading to and from London will see their journey times cut to just 90 minutes. Greater Anglia will introduce four extra services between Norwich, Ipswich and London from May to speed up journey times. Some will be as short as 90 minutes, which will see a long-held dream of fast direct services between Norwich and the capital finally realised. While Norwich North MP Chloe Smith, who has campaigned for quicker trains, welcomed the news, she said all the services should be 90 minutes. If we can have a faster, more reliable service on every journey, then we can improve people's everyday lives while also providing the capacity for the future and bringing thousands more jobs to Norwich, she said.
Rail passengers in Norfolk and Suffolk will soon be able to claim compensation for delays of 15 minutes or more. The region's train operator, Greater Anglia, is introducing a new delay repay scheme on April the 1st, following a deal signed with the Department for Transport. It will enable passengers travelling on the Great Anglia network to claim back 25% of a single fare, regardless of the cause of the delay. Customers will be able to claim compensation online, by email or by hard copy, with money transferred directly into their bank account. Existing compensation arrangements are already in place for delays in excess of 30 minutes. Richard Klinick, assistant editor at Rail Magazine, welcomed the move. The new scheme comes as a survey published in January revealed passengers were significantly less satisfied with their journeys over the past 12 months. Independent rail watchdog Transport Focus ranked Greater Anglia in the bottom five of all UK rail operators for customer satisfaction. Its survey last year found that 73% of passengers were satisfied with their journeys on Greater Anglia. The previous year, the figure had been 81%. Greater Anglia said the figures do not reflect the situation on its lines in Norfolk. It claimed they are distorted by problems on its route between London and Cambridge.
More than nine centuries ago, trade boats sailed up the Wensum with a cargo of precious white Caen stone. Their hall has stayed in the city ever since, chiseled to form the walls of the city's castles and cathedral. This year, the voyage will be made once more as craft brewers Northmain, based in Rouen in France, are set to sail into Norwich with a boatload of beer. It will mark the launch of this year's City of Ale Festival. The sailing boat will moor up to deliver at the waterfront, which itself was originally a Truman's brewery bottling factory and maltings, before being transformed into a music venue in the 1990s. The City of Ale launch party will be on May the 23rd at 5:30 p.m., where beer lovers can sample dozens of ales from local breweries served by members of the local Camera branch. Golden Star Morris will be dancing along with live bands and street food.
Rum lovers rejoice. A festival celebrating the drink is returning to Norwich next month. The travelling event will return to Open on Bank Plain on April the 27th to showcase more than 100 different types of rum and offer a range of live entertainment, food and dancing. The Rum Festival cocktail team will also be in the city mixing up rum cocktails. Tickets start at £10 and include a Rum Festival glass and a brochure with information about the rums on offer. Drinks vouchers to taste the rums will be available for £5 and include a mixer choice and fresh garnish. It is one of many food and drink festivals at the Bank Plain venue this year, with a Prosecco and Gin festival also being held in June and an Oktoberfest event planned in October.